Hello, I'm Kathy Davidson. I'd like you to join me as I minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. That's where the miracles happen, in that gospel. Let's open again with prayer. My Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we can see. Open our ears that we can hear. Open our hearts like you did for Lydia, that we can attend unto the things which are spoken. Turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto you. And Father, I ask for a spirit of grace on this message. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will turn with me to Genesis 22:8. You know, I found out that walking with God, that if you're offended, your faith won't work. It won't work. But you can overcome the offense. You know, this past couple weeks has been interesting, obviously. But you know, in this past couple weeks, I have received messages from people online, and they have made my day. A couple weeks ago, I was speaking, and a woman was instantly healed of a bad flu virus listening to God Loved You First. Fresh. You know why? Her faith was working. Fresh. I watched another one. I heard another one. She texted me. She said, Kathy, the insurance, she texted me a couple weeks ago. She said, the insurance company won't pay. Fresh. I said, keep at it, girl. Keep at it. Fresh. And you know what? They changed their minds. They're paying. Somebody stepped in for her, and they paid it. I see this stuff every day. I get texts and messages. I wish I could share them with you because they would encourage you. They encourage me. You know, David said when he was at the rock bottom, he said he got it. All his own people wanted to kill him. Oh, I know how that feels. And David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. And I have shared when everybody thought I was in the total wrong. When Dole said it was my fault and you better get out of here. When they were telling me that I owed the government $100,000. You know what? God got me out. He walked me through every bit of it shaking. Shaking, but he walked me out. He will do the same thing for anyone who will hang on to that gospel. Now turn with me to Genesis 22:8. I want to show you, I want to remind you where that power comes from, and it's available to you right now, today. Genesis 22:8. And Abraham said, he was talking to Isaac, his son, who was getting ready to sacrifice to the Father. God said, Abraham, sacrifice your son. The one I gave you, the promise I gave you, I want you to take him up to Mount Moriah. And I want you to sacrifice him. Do you know where Mount Moriah is? The temple was built right on top of it. Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac where Jerusalem now is. That's where he did it, folks. Because you know what? About 1,500 years later, another one was going to get sacrificed. All right? And Abraham said to Isaac, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. Isaac could just ask him, Father, we got the wood. We got the knife. We got the rope. We got everything here. Where's the lamb? God will provide himself a lamb. Listen to that. God will provide the lamb. God will provide the lamb. And he did. He provided a ram. But God will provide the lamb. Who? God will provide the lamb. Now go with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed from corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, But you were redeemed. You were paid for. You were ransomed. But the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb, without spot, without blemish, and without spot. God will provide the lamb. God will provide the lamb. God did provide the lamb. And it's right here. It was Jesus. God provided the lamb. Jesus didn't provide the lamb. God provided the lamb. Jesus volunteered. Actually, he didn't even volunteer. He was sent. He was sent. He obeyed. It's a better word. He obeyed. God provided the lamb. Don't forget that. He loved you first, and he provided the lamb. You didn't provide it. God provided it. Now, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before this world was even created, God provided the lamb. You know, David, last week, taught about, will those people that were before Christ, will they be part of the banquet? Well, Jesus was foreordained. He was crucified before the world was even made. Move over, folks. We need more room at the table. Who was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Who, by him, by Jesus, do believe in God. Who raised him from the dead? That raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God. God provided the lamb. Now, go with me to Romans 3. Go with me to Romans 3. I'm going to begin in verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace. You are justified freely by his grace. You didn't ask for it. You certainly didn't deserve it. God did through Jesus' blood anyway. Oh, when I saw that when Jesus was put on the cross, nobody knew what was going on. Everybody thought that Jesus' ministry had failed. Even though Jesus told them over and over, this is what's going to happen when I get to Jerusalem. They still didn't understand it. They didn't have revelation of it. They hid because they figured they were next. Nobody understood, but Jesus did it anyway. The Father is the one that put Jesus on the cross. The Father is the one who put Jesus on the cross. Amen. The Father is the one who made sure Jesus went on the cross. Amen. It was no accident. It was no defeat. It was victory. It was no defeat that God put Jesus on the cross. Pilate even tried to get him off of it. And God said, he's gone. He is gone. Jesus said, I'm gone. It was victory. It was victory for you, and it was victory for me. Verse 25, whom God, Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation. Oh, that's a big word. I don't like big words. I'm only a third grade teacher. Propitiation. It says, whom God set forth. Do you see that? Whom God set forth to be a propitiation, an appeasing factor, appeasement. Appeasement. God set Jesus forth to be your appeasement. Your appeasement. God is the one that set him forth. God loved us first. He sent Jesus. The Father was the one had a specific, definite plan to get Jesus on the cross. Nobody knew what was going on, but the Father knew. And Jesus knew. Jesus took on your sin. He took it in his own soul, and it was the Father that put it on him. Oh, if you could meditate on that eternal spirit, putting the sin of the world on the body of a man. A man. Jesus was a man. He couldn't do it, but that eternal spirit could. And I love it. The eternal spirit put it on him. Bit by bit, the body became to break. The bones began dislocating. The sin was going on him. The Father, through the eternal spirit, was getting your sin on that body. Jesus took it all. He didn't do anything. It kept conscious, kept with it until all of it was on him. Till all of it was on him. Every bone out of joint. Every bone out of joint. The hands weren't holding him up anymore, folks. The bones were all out of joint. The legs weren't holding him up. They were all out of joint. Those pictures we see of Jesus on the cross are all lies. Every bone was out of joint. Why? That eternal spirit was getting all our sin on that body. The Father set him forth to be your sacrifice. Your sacrifice. Did you ever need a sacrifice? You got it. You got it. That eternal spirit made sure it all went on him. Jesus stayed with it as a man. As a man in awful, awful torture. As a man, he stayed with it. And when it was all done, when it was all on him, he said, I thirst. He knew there was one more thing he had to do. He had your sin on him by this time. He had your sicknesses. He had your curses of the law that we could not follow. It wasn't even made for the Gentile. We're going to follow it. Oh, Jesus. He made sure all those curses were on him too. And then he said, I thirst. And they gave him the drink. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. God, give us the revelation. It is so beautiful. There is so much pity. There is so much grace. There is so much love in what Jesus said. It's finished. It's finished. I got it all. It's finished. Everything you need was put on that body, and he said, it's finished. Amen. Who put him on the cross? The Father did. God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself the lamb. Your lamb. God provided your lamb. Your heavenly Father provided your lamb. Your heavenly Father provided your sacrifice. And then he went to hell. He went to hell and he suffered all the wrath of God. All of it. He said, thy wrath is flowing over me. All the wrath we deserve, Jesus took as a man in hell. All that wrath that God put on Jerusalem in those days where they were starving and they were eating their own children and they were getting killed by the sword. All that wrath God put on Jesus. In hell, for you, God provided the lamb. And God took his wrath out on Jesus. So he wouldn't have to take it out on you. So he wouldn't have to take it out on you. He took it out on Jesus. And when it was all done, and when it was all paid for, when it was all paid for, he was satisfied. He was appeased. He was entreated. He was satisfied. He was appeased for you. For you. And he raised Jesus from the dead. He could.
He was a satisfied God. He was an appeased God. He had been entreated. Sin was paid for. Adam's sin was paid for. And he was able to raise Jesus from the dead. Death couldn't hold him. There was no sin. There was no sin God could raise him from the dead. Hell couldn't hold him. The sin had been paid for. Hell couldn't even hold him. Oh, what a glorious day. Talk about hell. Couldn't hold him. Couldn't hold him. Sin had been paid for. The Father raised him from the dead. Now, who put Jesus on the cross? Your heavenly Father. Why did he put Jesus on the cross? For you. For you. Your sacrifice has been made. Not only has your sacrifice been made, it appeased the Father. Your fight with what you're dealing with right now is not with God. But I need money. It's not God that you're fighting with. He provided the sacrifice for you. You know, I've gone to God more than once with situations I wasn't too sure of, and I was in trouble, and I would say, "You got to help me. I got the sacrifice. I have the sacrifice. I have the sacrifice you need to help me. I have it. I have it. It's right here, and it's the blood of Jesus. I have the sacrifice." You know what? He helped me every time. He helped me every time. Your fight is not with God. Your fight is with the enemy. He doesn't want you to have any of what God already provided for you. Oh, there are some that keep pointing and say, "Well, God will do that for you, but he won't for me." You're listening to the enemy. You're giving him place. You are so self-righteous that you won't even take what Jesus has already given. Already given. Already given. You are not fighting with God. Your fight is with the enemy. You already have everything Jesus provided for you. Somebody has got faith right now for this. Be healed in Jesus' name. I can feel you are saying, "That's right. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, you already have your sacrifice. And it's already been accepted. It's already been accepted. All you have to do is make it come to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of my sacrifice. In the name of the one that paid for it. In the name of the one that went to the cross for me, the Father sent him. In that name. Come to pass now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell with them, they shall be his people, and Almighty God will be with them." Pain. The former things are all passed King of kings, the Lord of lords, he's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is he. The Son of Man, Seed of Abraham, the Redeemer of humanity.
Thank you, Terry Brown, your family, and Paul Peters for ministering that song, Alpha and Omega. Are you born again? Do you have Jesus in your heart? Jesus himself said in John 3 to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and not only that, a Pharisee, one of the strictest sects of the law, followed the law of Moses to the letter, but yet that wasn't enough. And Nicodemus knew it. He came to Jesus by night and he said, you got something that we don't have. And you know what Jesus' answer to him was? You must be born again. You must be born again. Do you want that spirit inside you, leading you? Let me pray for you. Say this prayer after me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Lead me. Teach me. Fix me. And I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Did you pray that prayer? Then Jesus will absolutely answer that prayer. Now, if you are already born again, do you have the baptism in the Holy Ghost? Are you able to speak in tongues? Because that's the only way he comes. The same way God ministered it to the apostles and those that were in the upper room in Acts 2. It came with the speaking of tongues. Did you even know that existed? Did you know that Jesus said to his disciples, I must go away. And when I go away, I will send you the Comforter. I will send you the Holy Ghost. I will send you the gift from God. Did you know that the Holy Ghost is a gift? Did you know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the gift is still available for you today? Would you like the Spirit of God in you? You know, that's how Jesus walked on this earth, in the Holy Spirit, because it's available to you. Jesus said in Luke 11, Jesus speaking, he said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Verse 11, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? And listen to verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Do you know that it's still available today? God's word never changes, and the scripture cannot be broken. Would you like to have that fellowship with the Father, that you speak to him in a language that only your heart and he knows? Then I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, for all those who desire, who want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you fill them now. Because it is written in your word, if we ask for the Holy Spirit, then you will give us the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that it is flowing into them now. Thank you, Father, that it is filling their inner man, that it's filling their spirit in their belly, and that they open their mouth and they begin to praise you, and that that Holy Spirit will take a hold of their heart and their tongue, and out of their belly will flow rivers of living water, and they will speak to you in a tongue that they don't know. And Father, I thank you for this. I thank you for the joy that it brings and for the power that comes along with it. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I would like to pray for you. Just send me an email, kd@kdwol.com. Let me know what you need and I will join you in prayer. Amen. Until next time, God bless. Let me hear from you. Email me at the letters kd@kdwol.com. That's KD, Kathy Davidson, @kdwol.com. And visit my website to listen to the messages again or to download them free of charge at kdwol.com. Until next time, God bless.